KNOM Profiles.
Each night last winter at 9 p.m., the Nome Emergency Shelter Team transformed the Nazarene Church into Nest, an overnight shelter with indoor heating, cots, fry bread, and warm bowls of homemade soup. Nest works to keep intoxicated people indoors on freezing winter nights. Since Nest opened in 2009, Shoni Evans, a mother of six, homeschooler, and longtime foster parent, has made soup for the shelter in her kitchen at home. Sometimes Evans makes caribou stew or beef stew or muskox stew, or on lucky days, smoked salmon chowder.
I have four big stockpot kettles, and I always cook for 20 and 2 cups apiece. So we cook 40 cups of soup. And sometimes that will last 2 nights. A lot of times they eat it up all in 1 night.
In last year's 7-month season, Evans made about 6,720 cups of soup. In 2009, she started making soups for Nest as a service project with the Seventh-day Adventist Church. After Nest received funding in 2010 and 2011, Evans has received a stipend to help cover the costs of ingredients. Evans says over the years, making soup for the shelter has become part of her family's daily routine.
Morning, I have 6 kids, and my older daughters will often get up and, you know, throw the beans on to start cooking while we're doing homeschool, or put the meat in the crock pot so it can be cooking during the day, or, you know, the kids walk past and they'll help me remember to stir it from time to time or whatever. In years past, it's always just kind of been the girls and I making it automatically throughout the day.
Then each night before 9 p.m., she treks from her home on the Snake River to the Nazarene Church to deliver her pot of soup.
Sometimes we've had some fun challenges because the snowdrifts have stopped us, or I put it in a bucket with a really tight lid because we can't drive out of our house. We have to use snow machines. So we stick it on the back of the snow machine trailer. And one time last winter, we actually walked it into town partway, and somebody met us on the other side of the snowdrifts to get the soup into town.
Shoni says when she can't make the soup, she gets help from people in town, including Sue Steinecker, Pat Owen, and Bonnie Hahn. Occasionally, she'll even resort to ramen, but mostly she makes the soups every day herself.
Our community needs something for these people.
Sue Steinecker, Nest's part-time director, says a core of volunteers started the emergency shelter in early 2009 to fight cold-related deaths.
Every winter, one or two people in Nome were freezing to death because they didn't have adequate shelter, because they had too much to drink. And so the shelter began out of a volunteer effort to give people a safe, warm place to sleep at night.
When the shelter first opened, it was operated entirely by volunteers. And since Nest lacked funding, they could only open when it was 10 degrees below zero or colder outside.
In the winter of 2009-2010, with a whole group of amazing, amazing volunteers, we were open close to 70 nights that winter.
Since then, the shelter has been able to grow significantly, thanks to grants and donations from Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, the Department of Health and Social Services, Norton Sound, and an anonymous donor.
We couldn't be doing any of this without the donations, financial and otherwise, that we get from the community of Nome.
Steinecker says funding has allowed Nest to hire some of those early volunteers as part-time staff. Grants and donations have also allowed Nest to keep their doors open till 9 a.m. in the morning and extend their season to almost every night in winter. Last year, the shelter had its longest season in history. It was open from October to April for a grand total of 168 nights. Steinecker says they served 142 guests over the shelter's 7-month season, with an average of 11 guests per night.
Not necessarily going to lead to sobriety, but it definitely leads to reduction of personal harm. People are healthier, and we're putting less pressure on all the other social services in town that would otherwise have to care for these folks.
Steinecker adds that thanks to their extended season, the hospital's emergency room saw a 25% drop in alcohol-related ER visits, and the police saw a 33% drop in their 12-hour holds.
It's a tremendous relief to families across the region when their loved ones come into Nome, they know that they don't have to worry that that person may end up sleeping on the street or in a snowbank or an abandoned car, that they have peace of mind all winter that their loved ones have a place to stay.
The shelter relies heavily on its core of staff members. Many of the staff members started out as volunteers, including Nest's soup maker, Shoni Evans.
It has been fun to make friends with them. It has been fun to see some of them really succeed and be able to branch off on their own and get a home of their own. And it's just, I feel like it's a neat way also to show my kids how we can be a part of our community.
Shoni says her family has a special yearly Nest tradition.
The kids and I make a big dinner for Christmas dinner. We bring tablecloths and glass dishes and cups, and we'll do a turkey, and the girls help me. We make blueberry pies and pumpkin pies and do the whole meal, and my family goes down and we help serve it. And it's the only meal that we actually go down and we serve the whole thing, not throughout the night, but we serve it as a family dinner. And then we sit down and we eat with them. And the first year we did that, one of the guys, you know, we were standing there and we were serving, and the girls and I were dressed up in our dresses and we were trying to make it very special for them. And one guy came up and he says, "You're just doing your Christian duty tonight. If you would do this every night, it would be good." And one of the other staff pulled him aside and he says, "She's the one that cooks for you every night. You just don't see her." And the guy came back and apologized. And ever since then, he's always just been, he's the first one that'll come in and he'll shake my hand or slap me on the shoulder or whatever. And, you know, it's a friendship that's been made.
This winter, Nest plans to open in November. If you want to help, Evans and Steinecker ask you to please donate food, especially fish, meat, and game. They add that the guests always appreciate native foods. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Eva DeLapp.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.